Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 178, California, worst state ever. You know, certain sizes are dwindling down in supply of the No Amateurs tees. Go to lousantini.com/shop. You'll get a free No Amateurs keychain with every t-shirt purchase. Please continue to support this show by going to lousantini.com and click on the yellow donate button or go to paypal.me/amateurnation. Follow me on Instagram, lou.santini3, to see what's coming in 60-second previews for the upcoming episode. You ready?
I'm ready to go pro.
Is it me or is California the most hated and biggest joke state in America? Let's discuss. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
Topic number one.
Okay, so if you're new to the show, you should know that I lived in Los Angeles for 24 years. I know the greater LA area and surrounding cities and counties like the back of my hand. Now, there is a freeway, or highway, if you live in my home state of Ohio, where I'm broadcasting from, known as the 710. It's a very old, very outdated, but very important and very much traveled highway that runs north-south through LA County and is the main freeway for truckers to get to Los Angeles shipping ports. Now, when I lived there, I had wondered for years why the most important freeway in Southern California, the one that gets the goods needed for its residences to live, was narrow, old, poorly lit, and very poorly maintained. If there's an accident on the 710 freeway, there are few ways to get off the freeway and find another way to get to your destination unless you know the area very well. The closer you get to the shipping and loading docks, the more truck intense it becomes, because you're getting closer to the ocean where the ports are. And because LA residences drive with a real sense of entitlement combined with their faces buried in their phones, accidents are a daily occurrence, usually involving a semi-truck, a truck that often would lose its load. Traffic jams on the 710 can last hours. I mean 8, 9, 10 hours where you're stopped. The 5, the 110, and the 710 are the three oldest freeways in the city. They got a good handle on the 5 before I left. They were widening it and updating it and lighting it better and smoothing it out. The 110 is famous for being seen in the movie Speed, which connects the 10 freeway, which cuts across LA County east-west. Okay, hope that wasn't too confusing. But that being said, here is your headline from thefirsttv.com. Meanwhile, in LA, racist roads. Freeway expansion canceled due to emissions affecting minority communities. The article says plans to expand the 710 freeway in Los Angeles have been canceled due to opposition claiming the emissions would have negatively affected minority populations. That's their story, and they're sticking to it, despite trucks idling due to congestion create a lot of pollution as well. So, this article says, from the LA Times, and it goes on, the freeway and the working class communities' ills became a potent symbol of a larger effort playing out across the state to stop freeways that shape, divide, and hurt neighborhoods, especially those where people of color live. Okay, LA Times, explain how a freeway shapes a neighborhood. Then explain how it divides a neighborhood. Then explain how it hurts a neighborhood. Right? If you're just going to throw these words out, LA Times, You know, all these freeways shape, divide, and hurt neighborhoods. Oh, because you said it, you threw some verbs in there? I'd be willing to bet anyone living in or near a big city, while possibly complaining about noise or air pollution from major highways nearby, also understands that this is city life. This is living in the big city. There's gonna be roads. There's gonna be highways. There's gonna be noise, pollution. I'm not gonna say if you don't like it, move to the country, because I realize for many people of all income levels that that is usually not an option. Or maybe they don't want to. But I will say, again, that part of living in a big city, the second largest city in the United States, and by the way, Los Angeles technically is the biggest city in the United States. Everyone thinks it's New York. New York City proper has, what, 12 million people? LA City proper has 7, but LA County has 35 million. So part of living in a big city is knowing that there's going to be traffic noise and air pollution and the occasional, oh, I don't know, road and highway. Do you want your stuff shipped? Stores stocked? Then you're going to need trucks, and those trucks need roads to drive on. And those trucks get their stuff from shipping ports. They need roads to drive on, safely. Oh, and let's not forget civilians and residents who might want to get places. Expanding a highway, last time I checked, creates jobs. And it's not like the poor people aren't allowed to use the new roads. The article says that the Times found that more than 200,000 people nationwide have lost their homes because of federal road projects over 3 decades. So you're implying that they were just kicked out of their homes. No payment. Gather your shit. We're making a road here. Like that Bugs Bunny episode where they build a highway around Bugs' rabbit hole. And by the way, 200,000 people nationwide over 30 years. That's 6,667 people a year nationwide. Over 50 states, that's about 133 people per state per year over 30 years. Hey, I would hate to be forced to move. But again, they aren't just kicked out of their homes and aren't compensated. How come it's okay for the federal government to shut down businesses for a phony pandemic hoax and no one blinks? But when the federal government needs highways, it's racist. The article says the largest recent highway expansions, including in California, have forced out residents in Black and Latino neighborhoods at a disproportionately high rate. Okay, well, the shipping ports are where the 110, 710, and 405 meet. Why? Oh, I don't know, because that's where the ocean is? Yes, those freeways go through Black and Latino neighborhoods, but as someone who lived in LA for 24 years, trust me on this, there are some multi-million dollar homes in cities like Long Beach, Rancho Palos Verdes, Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, and Hermosa Beach cities. So don't try to tell me that this traffic and pollution only affects poor minority neighborhoods. In fact, the closer you get to the water, the more affluent the neighborhoods. And when traffic is at a standstill in LA, trust me, the noise and air pollution doesn't travel like COVID in that it knows which neighborhoods to float to. The article says Black and Latino residents make up an estimated 83% of the 1.2 million people who live along the 710 corridor. They endure some of the worst air quality in the country. Yeah, because that's an industrial area. So what are the solutions? Move factories? Fail. Move the ocean? Impossible. Have the people move? Good luck. Move the shipping ports? Can't do it. Can't move people. They have lives established there. So I'm guessing the solution is to make roads updated, highways wider, thereby opening up traffic so there are fewer cars sitting in traffic jams idling away and fewer accidents. Funny how people living near the now-empty factories in Cleveland, Detroit, and Pittsburgh never complained about pollution or traffic because that meant jobs and prosperity. And they sure as hell didn't worry about racist roads. The article says the area accounts for about 20% of all particulate emissions in Southern California, according to the LA County Metropolitan Transportation Authority. And here it comes. What have I been saying? Listen to this. The 710 freeway is the main artery for the nation's largest port complex, through which nearly a third of the nation's imported goods move. Big rigs carrying a crush of goods, as varied as electronics, auto parts, and shoes, often clog the road. Activists call it the diesel death zone. But Americans, with their appetite for click shopping, have come to rely on the web of warehouses and deliveries that the port is built around. Canceling a freeway expansion that would create easier transport to and from a major port complex during a security chain crisis because of racism is peak Biden administration nonsense. To paraphrase the great folk singer Gordon Lightfoot,
racist highway, let me slip away on you.
Topic number two.
From SanDiegoNewsDesk.com, new California bill would no longer require schools to report bad student behavior to police. Yeah, I was just waiting for you to go, what? That makes no sense. I know. What could possibly go wrong? Don't report bad student behavior to police. Some kid posts something on Facebook, he's going to shoot up a school. Don't report that to police. Here's a serious question. Why would you go out of your way to introduce a bill to not prevent crime? Easy answer. Because you're intentionally trying to put children in danger to further your agenda. California State Senator Stephen Bradford put out a bill, SB 1273. This bill would take the mandatory requirement for schools to report any violent threat to the law enforcement away from schools, meaning schools don't have to report these violent threats to law authorities. With this removal of mandatory reports to the law, the schools leave themselves open to more school shootings or threats against the school itself. The removal makes schools way more unsafe to students and teachers and staff. The California State Sheriff's Association strongly opposed the bill, saying school officials and law enforcement should work collaboratively, especially when it comes to students whose behavior violates the law and jeopardizes school safety. You know, common sense. You know, doy. And removing requirements that inform that information about these incidents be shared with law enforcement runs counter to the notion and impedes law enforcement from being able to best protect our schools. Funny how this bill was introduced right after the Uvalde shooting. This bill's author, Senator Stephen Bradford, a first-class amateur, clearly stated he wanted to make school comfortable for the students and not be fearful of threats. And that sums up Amateur Nation. If we don't look at it or hear about it, it doesn't exist. Comfort over safety. Rather, temporary comfort over long-term safety. So picture this. You're at home. I'm your neighbor across the street. I see someone skulking around your house. They have a crowbar and they have pantyhose pulled down over their head as they make their way onto your property. Now, I have two options. A, call you and the police to give you a heads up and run the risk of making you uncomfortable. Or B, do nothing and go back looking at the new 2022 Priuses while I eat my vegan cupcake. Sure, you're robbed and maybe badly injured or dead, but at least I didn't make you uncomfortable. Racist highways. Don't report criminal activity. Mental health patients disguised as a homeless issue, illegal immigrants, horrific filth on the streets, unprosecuted violent crimes, inept mayors, home of the crooked Speaker of the House, political hypocrisy, BLM embezzlement, child grooming, CRT in schools, unethical, unlawful, unreasonable, illogical mask and vax mandates, highest gas prices in the nation, horrific public school systems, some of the strictest gun laws in the nation, but yet some of the highest gun crime, home of mega groomers Disney, robberies and shootings skyrocketing, corruption of the highest order all the way up to the governor. California, the biggest joke of a state in America. But I know, the weather's good. That's worth selling your soul. If you want a taste of what's coming on each Sunday's episode, follow me on Instagram to see audiograms throughout the week, lou.santini3. And Sneak Peek Thursday is ahead on YouTube and my Facebook pages every Thursday, 7 a.m. Eastern. Both are Lou Santini Entertainment. And go to lousantini.com and click on the yellow donate button to support this podcast, or better yet, paypal.me/amateurnation. Topic number three is next.
Did you get yours yet? The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains. The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend
in sport royal blue, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large. The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend
in royal blue and are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95, keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S., but
free keychain with every T-shirt purchase, and if you spend $60 or more, your shipping is free. Available at lucianTD.com/shop. Be a pro. Say no to amateurs and order your No Amateurs T-shirt and keychain today.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read
the Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number 3.
You know, often on this show, I mention a brief chapter from my book, The 30 Truths About Amateurs. I allude to one of the 30 truths. For those newer to the show, for future reference, I think it's time for a little review. Here are the 30 truths about amateurs, as mentioned in my book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. You can download it on Amazon. Here we go. And these are in no particular order, but they're numbered. Here we go. Number 1, amateurs seek constant attention. Social media, I need likes, posting selfies, you know. Number 2, amateurs want to be left alone, right? They want attention, look at me, but they also want to be left alone. Number 3, amateurs want recognition and praise for doing anything and everything. Hey, I made cereal. Here's a video on TikTok. Like it, please. Number 4, amateurs want what they want, how they want it, and when they want it. Number 5, amateurs want it now. Whatever it is. No work ethic, no waiting for it, no skin in the game. Number 6, amateurs are fragile and easily offended. I think that one goes without saying, right? Do you really need an example of that? Look at any amateur who screams and cries at the mere mention of the words Donald Trump. You get their pronouns wrong and they have a conniption fit. They need their safe space. They're fragile and easily offended. Why would anyone want to be around someone like that? That's not sensitive. That's pathetic. Number 7, amateurs accuse first and ask no questions later.
Feelings, they're so much easier to control than facts.
Right? Feelings over facts. Number 8, amateurs never apologize. And if they do, come on, it's via Twitter. And it's when you got a LeBron James apologizing for something that clearly his publicist wrote for him or in his place. No face-to-face apologies. Will Smith, you know, did he give an impassioned apology looking into the camera after he slapped Chris Rock and embarrassed himself, the Academy, the audience, and America? They never apologize. It's lip service. One of my favorite ways to see a professional athlete, let's say he smacks his wife and he gets caught on camera. What do they do? Here's the wording they always use. I want to apologize for what happened. No, something didn't happen. An earthquake happens. You happened. You slapped your woman. Number 8, amateurs have a right to blank. Whatever it is, fill in the blank. I have a right to scream and use my phone on speaker in the middle of a restaurant because I'm alive, because I'm a human. Freedom of speech. They'll use that freedom of speech line, by the way, when they're using their phone on speaker in the middle of a restaurant, but not when you want to put up an opinion on Twitter. Number 10, amateurs hate to suffer alone. Misery loves company, right? They hate that you're not miserable and sad like them, that you're not oppressed. They need to know that there's more people like them that suck. Number 11, amateurs think no one is special and everyone should be treated equally at all times, regardless of circumstance. Wait for it. Number 12, amateurs are special, right? The same people's like, you know, no, we're not all special. We all need to be equal. We need to be treated equally at all times, regardless of circumstance. Drag show, trans person. I want a special day, a special month, and it's not enough for you to accept me. You need to celebrate me. You need to give me extra attention because, I mean, come on, look at me. Number 13, amateurs reserve the right to make a scene if you don't understand this list about them.
If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
Number 14, amateurs believe social media is truth and the real world. And come on, you know I'm right about that. That's what, but it was on TikTok. I saw it on Instagram. Number 15, amateurs are afraid to be. They can't sit alone outside and have a cup of coffee and listen to nature. Nope, got to be on their phones. And not only that, they got to be on their phones taking a selfie of themselves, enjoying the coffee outside. Hashtag nature, hashtag self-care. Number 16 kind of ties it with number 15. Amateurs cannot be alone. If a tree falls in the woods, no one is around to hear it. What's the point? Number 17, amateurs hate work, right? Socialism, communism. I want free healthcare. I want free college. I want a free car. I want my college bills. I want a stimulus check. I want maternity leave for half a year. I'm a male and I want half a year off for paternity leave. Number 18, amateurs hate to compete. I'm sure because it's racist somehow, right? I mean, competition, that means someone has to lose. That hurts feelings. That's not inclusive.
Oh, your little feelings party didn't work out, huh?
Who won the hugging contest? No, let me guess. Everyone tied for first.
Number 19, amateurs practice autolatry daily. And that's a word, autolatry, autolatry, the worship of oneself. Self-care, that's one of those words, right? You see all the time, time for some self-care. Oh, you mean you're taking a bath? You're going to go get a massage, get a facial, get your hair cut, get your nails done, right? No, but it's self-care. That sounds so much better, right? It's the same way, good health and physical fitness became wellness, a little bit of everything. Number 20, amateurs hate privacy. I mean, why would they want privacy? How would anyone know about their suffering and their plight? Hello? Number 21, amateurs will always try to abuse the system. See, riots, looters. Number 22, amateurs need constant support, reassurance, and praise. But don't forget, you got to leave them alone. Number 23, amateurs are loud. Have you noticed any amateurs who whisper and are shy, kind of reticent when they speak? No, because their emotions rule their lives. They scream in your face, insults, threats. Number 24, oh, this is a big one. Amateurs are depressed. Make no mistake. They're mentally ill. Number 25, amateurs are lonely. They kind of go together. Number 26, amateurs peaked long ago.
How dare you?
Number 27, amateurs are bored. You hear this all the time, like, why aren't Republicans and conservatives fighting back more? You know why? We're busy working. We have jobs, lives, families, loved ones. Things to do. We get a little bit of free time. We want to enjoy that free time. Amateurs, yeah, they're bored. They got time to protest and burn things down and make TikTok videos and scream and have temper tantrums. Number 28, amateurs are unfulfilled, which is why they act the way they do. Number 29, amateurs must get recognition for doing things or else they never happened. Where virtue signaling comes from. And number 30, amateurs need followers to live. Never hurts to review the 30 truths about amateurs. All right, time for a la carte. A different kind of great reset needs to occur in all levels of politics, public and college education, and in the healthcare industry. New York congressional representative and guy who wears his pants up to his nipples, Jerry Nadler, supports banning 18-year-olds from buying guns because their brains aren't fully formed, as he said, but opposes raising the draft age to 21 because if the country needs people to fight, it needs people. Meanwhile, a 5-year-old can learn about sex and sex changes and get an untested gene experiment without parents' permission at age 11. Those brains, totally fine. Saw this post from @ClassicalLiberty. If we make guns illegal, no one will ever get shot. That's how we stopped everyone from doing drugs. The CDC recommends wearing masks for non-airborne monkeypox disease. And athlete's foot. And a hangover. And a pimple. Oh wait, the CDC already reversed that. Why would you trust the CDC when they clearly are making things up and flip-flop very quickly because people were outraged? Why would you put your trust in the CDC? Here comes a quote from a famous person. See if you can guess who said it. I am convinced that a criminal who wants a firearm can get one through illegal, untraceable, unregistered sources with or without gun control. Who said that? Senator Joe Biden, 1985, as reported by Representative Jim Jordan. I wonder if before guns, ancient amateurs were whining about sword control. Thankfully, there are some things that are still done right in the world. We list three every week. This is three pro things. Number one. This great tweet by @DrSunilDand, @DrSunilDhand. Here it is. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Give a virtue signaler fish and they will wave it around for days, showing people they are going to give it to a hungry person, but let it go rotten before they do anything with it. Number two. I wish I could tell you who posted this, but I saw it everywhere. Maybe you saw this. Now, the quote comes from Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper, a Marine. If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught to fear is his victim. And speaking of guns, last week we called it the mic drop episode. Here is the mic drop of all mic drops by @digital_soldier1745 on Instagram. It's brought to my attention by Alert Pro and fan of the show, Maya Queen, who earned her free No Amateurs tee a long time ago. I challenge any leftist amateur to argue with any of this man's points besides, well, I still think guns are bad, stupidity. If you have to listen to it 50 times, amateurs, do it. Take it away.
People will go at great lengths to politicize and weaponize a tragedy. I want to address the leftists out there that think this is a gun problem. We've had guns here since the dawn of time, but only in the last 20 years have we had mass shootings. Every single year, it gets more difficult to get a rifle, but every single year we see more mass shootings. But please explain to me how this is a gun problem and not a mental health problem. And you sick bastards, the one that say, how many children need to die before you give up your Second Amendment? All of them. Is that what you want to hear? Is that the sound clip you're looking for so you can dunk on the right-wingers? Nobody's out to solve problems anymore. It's all about dunking on the political opposition. To the right-wingers out there saying maybe it is time for gun control. Here's a PSA for everybody that doesn't seem to quite understand the purpose of the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's not for hunting. It's not for the range. It's not for self-defense. Second Amendment is leverage against your government. It's a dead man switch. Purpose of the Second Amendment is to live free or die. To the lefties, oh, you think you stand a chance against the military? No, I don't. I'm not stupid. Push came to shove, an AR-15 is nothing compared to an F-35. If it really came down to it, the first Marine who was a decent shot would probably take me out. But the point is that they would have to take me out, but I will go down swinging. And most people are tired of saying that what happened is an absolute tragedy. When you hear the details of what actually happened in Texas, it's pretty tough to imagine. Even if I thought that abolishing the Second Amendment would somehow stop all school shootings, I still wouldn't do it because I'm not some emotional single-issue voter. You can't just look at single issues in a vacuum. You have to look at them with respect to everything else. There are more kids die every year sniffing fentanyl than being shot by an AR-15, but you'll fight to keep that southern border open. More Americans die at the hands of illegal immigrants, but you'll fight to keep that southern border open. Or are you really about saving lives, or is it just about disarming your political opposition? After JFK, we beefed up security for politicians. After 9/11, we beefed up security at airports. All these tragedies throughout history, and we beef up the security at the places where they occur. Except for schools. There are 380,000 unemployed veterans in the United States. Most of them are working age, but a lot of them have problems because they feel like they don't have a place in society. They don't feel like they have support, and they don't feel like they have a purpose. So maybe instead of sending $40 billion to fund a war on the other side of the world, we're spending more money so that children can learn about their teachers' kinks. We could instead put two veterans that are already well-trained in every school that would happily lay down their lives to protect those kids. To me, and for the people, and for the veterans, and for the children, that sounds like a win-win. And to all the fucking British people out there, we don't give a damn what you guys got going on in England. Not one single damn. You gave up your guns and the government hasn't turned on you? Wow, that's because you're a domino and we are the first domino. American right-wingers are the only thing keeping the entire world in check. Maybe you can discuss that over your next tea and biscuits. I forgot to mention all the people saying this is a Republican problem because they're all in the back pockets of the gun lobby. First of all, the gun lobby's broke. And second, all those people crying about the gun lobby won't say a word about what Big Pharma is doing to young people in America. So to all the anti-gun people, you're a liar and a coward and you don't actually care about children.
Now, was that a mic drop or what?
I know, but guns are still bad. If we just got rid of all the guns. Oh, because you keep saying it over and over again.
Follow me on Instagram at lou.santini3. Subscribe and or follow me at Lou Santini Entertainment on Facebook and YouTube. Go to Etsy, do a search for No Amateurs Tees, and get yours today. Or lousantini.com/shop. You'll get a free keychain with every order. Or email the show with a topic idea or comment, and you'll get both of those for free. Lou at lousantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong.
You know, we're living in a society.
Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a big major production.
Thanks, Lou. We'll see you next week.